Life Audio.
In a world filled with lies and deception, we are so blessed to have access to the infallible, unchanging Word of God. His Word gives us accurate and true guidance that doesn't change or leave us in a bad place like the counsel we hear from other sources often does. Before we read the truth found in today's passage, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Then we'll dig into the scriptures together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, which says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Throughout the course of our lives, there are going to be times when we will feel provoked. Someone with an arrogant attitude may antagonize us. Someone may unjustly accuse us. Someone may speak to us in anger with the intention of hurting us or getting under our skin. When those moments come, how should we respond? The scripture encourages us to be truthful and gracious in our response. It's tempting to lash out and speak harshly when we're being attacked, but the Lord empowers us to live up to a higher standard. We don't have to stoop to the sinful patterns and practices of the flesh. Through faith in Jesus, we have been set free from those shackles. As Christ has treated us with mercy, kindness, and truthfulness, so too should we respond to others in the same fashion. When we're cursed, we can bless. When we're persecuted, we can pray for the ones who persecute us. This kind of response glorifies Christ and impacts the conscience of those who treat us poorly. It also releases our hearts from holding grudges or seeking revenge and retribution. Let's finish each day content that we have responded to others in a way that reflects the heart of Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to look at a small portion of it together today. And Lord, even though this is a brief verse from Scripture, it's powerful, it's poignant, it's exactly the type of thing we need to hear. Lord, so often we think we need to retaliate against all things. We think we need to react and sometimes lose our cool to somehow make a point. But Lord, your word teaches us otherwise. Your word teaches us that a soft answer turns away wrath. Harsh words stir up anger and foster sin and division. So, Father, thank you for revealing this truth to us in your word. And we pray that by your grace that we would have and exercise the wisdom that we need to respond to others in a way that brings glory to your name. Lord, we know that there will be people throughout the course of our lives who provoke us. We recognize that there will be people who intentionally try to irritate us or intentionally try to provoke us to express rage. But rage doesn't glorify you. That's not what you've called us to model. And so, Lord, we pray that by your grace that we would exhibit the heart of your Son as we interact with anyone that you've placed in our lives. We pray that our lives would be marked by mercy and compassion and genuine, others-centered love, and that your power would intervene in our lives in such a way that it has a noticeable effect not only on us, but those we interact with as well. Father, we're grateful for all that you've shown us through your Son, Jesus Christ, and we pray for your grace, mercy, help, and forgiveness in all contexts we find ourselves in. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for your presence with us today. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.